Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
You know the drill.
Hey, 100, in there, red, no kid. Welcome to the show. All right. I'm your host, Bliss, you feel me? You understand what I'm saying? I want to welcome everybody to the show. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. That's what's popping. 347-934-0966 is the number to tune into the show. Once again, that's 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. Got a great show coming up for you. You understand what I'm saying? Once again, shout out to K100 Internet Radio for breaking the 5,000 mark. You feel me? Pretty good, I think, all things considering the amount of promotion and the amount of time we've been on the air. You know, it didn't even, you know, that's pretty fast. So, big ups to us, man. I'm really excited about that. You know what I'm saying? I can, you know, post those stats up and, you know, hope to generate more sponsors and more business. That's what this whole Internet radio thing is all about. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just another avenue for Chainless Entertainment. Once again, you know, of course, K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We all do music over here. Everybody knows that I'm the artist, Blizzum, you know, the producer. You feel me? Prodigal Son, executive producer. You feel me? Shouts out to my whole clique. Shouts out to P-Reg, Swole. What's time for my sister, Viz. Her, she's got some great things in the making. Congratulations. Shout out to my homie Team Shreds, you feel me? They be having a homie back. You know what I'm saying? I want to welcome everybody to the show, K100 Internet Radio. We're a talk and music internet radio station. Mostly talk. And the reason why everybody's asking me why my show is mostly talk, listen, you do a lot of talking on the show, more do you play music? Well, because I got so many avenues popping with the music. Multiple projects in the works, engineering, mixing. You know, I'm flooded. I mean, inundated with music all the time. I'm surrounded by music all the time. It's one of my number one things I do outside of just work and family, all right? And so I decided to make the K100 show a little bit different because I'm a social person. I like to talk. And I felt like there's a lot of talk shows out there that certain kind of people like myself that just want you to just give it to you 100% real, straight up, no chaser kind of talk. Well, you really can't get it like that on TV because you have FCC regulations and whatnot. But you can, in fact, get that kind of straight 100% talk with K100 Radio. And that's why, everybody who knows I do music and I'm heavily involved with the music industry, I've been doing music for over 10 years now. Just about 10 years. No, actually longer than, actually going hard, 12 years actually. I consider those first two when I was getting my feet wet too. Because I was going hard. So, it's near and dear to me, but I did K100 as another avenue to help out my other fellow indie artists and the artists on my label by playing music, but I also wanted to reach people outside of music, which means everybody doesn't listen to rap / hip hop. So the people that listen to K100 may not necessarily be the same people who buy a CD off the label, but that's what it's all about. If you know anything about stocks and you get a portfolio, your portfolio is supposed to be diverse. You're supposed to invest everything in one thing. All right? That's stupid. It's not good business. Thus, we decided to go ahead and reach ourselves out to different avenues, you feel what I'm saying, and expand our brand. So this is why you have K100 Radio, which is mostly talk, far more talk than music, but we do spin music. And with that being said, if you're an artist, please holler at us. We spin independent artists out here on their ground. When we see you, we spin multiple artists on this show already, Unknown, Red Boy, Lil Cash, Nextel Nails, Dink De Niro, who else? Lord T and Eloise, who else? I just can't think of them. There's too many of them, man. Taylor Gang, some more people. I can't think of all of them. We played 60-some episodes, almost 70 episodes. Big ups to us again. We spend a lot of music. So, if you know anybody that does music and wants to get their music played on K100 Radio, if it's good, we'll run it. The email to send that to is k100radio@gmail.com. K100Radio@gmail.com. That's where you send your music to. All right? And I run that. You feel me? I got a call on the line already. Hold on. Let me see. Someone's raising their hand before I even set it off. Episode 69. The Freak of Meter Part 2. All right? The Freak of Meter Part 2. Now, I had to get the load up. Hold on a second. I got to load up something else real quick. Over here on my Alright, let's see here. Y'all bear with me. Hold on, let me go ahead and answer this caller real quick while I'm handling this. Welcome people that's on Ustream. 678, you on the air.
Yo.
What's going on? Who's this?
Red Boy.
Oh, Red Boy, what's up, man? What's poppin'?
Yeah.
What's going on with you, man? You just checking in with y'all to see what's up with the music or what? I need you to send me another. You got another song?
Yeah, I got a new song. I'm trying to see what you're talking about.
Oh, well, tonight we're going to be talking about some goddamn off-the-chain, grown-up shit. Hold on, everybody. I was loading my other sound effects from my show. I forgot to do that real quick. I kind of got sidetracked. All right. Yeah, that's it. That's it. All right. Now, yeah, we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of shit, man. A whole bunch of freaky shit. We're going to have these goddamn grown women in here calling in, goddamn handling their motherfucking business. We're going to have some grown folks talk going on tonight. Episode 69, The Freak of Meter Part 2. Everybody, welcome to the show, K1's Internet Radio. I got my homeboy Red Boy. He just checking. He said he wanna know what we're talking about. The little homie got a song called We Be Ballin' that I played a couple episodes back. Go back and check for it. Alright. Big ups to him. He's going his grind. Big Red Boy, hold on a second. Let me go ahead and run down this synopsis so you can hear what I'm talking about. Alright. Put Red Boy on hold. Alright. Welcome everybody on the line. You know my crazy off the chain shows about sex and all kind of shit like that. Those kind of shows, they normally have a high stat rate. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. If you're on the line, make sure you listen to the prompts and follow the directions. Alright? Hit the number one if you want to holler at me. Want to welcome everybody that's viewing me at Ustream.com. I don't even see nobody on there yet. And welcome everybody that's listening on the internet and everybody that dialed in. Alright? Once again, I remind you before we start, you can find us on Facebook, MySpace, and iTunes. Y'all know the drill. We're on iTunes under the podcast, myspace.com/K100. We're on Facebook, K100 Internet Radio. Find us. When you see the logo, the middle finger, that's us. All right? Moving right along. Episode 69. Of course, with me last night talking about 68, and I owe you one. You figure, once again, who the fuck does that? Yeah. It's going to be goddamn. We both going to be goddamn handling business. Or I don't know who the fuck handling business. But we did have a very, very, very interesting high-rated show. I looked at my numbers today. My numbers jumped up by 233. That means that's how many people checked the show out last night, 233 people. It's a lot of people for an internet radio show on a fucking Tuesday. Yeah, real talk. And this is basically part two of that. The only difference I'll tell you about tonight, the different thing about tonight, you feel me, is that you know, we are going to dig deeper than just what we was talking about last night, which was episode 68, and I owe you one. We're just talking about motherfuckers, how they talk about basically oral sex only. But tonight, we're talking about the whole shebang. You feel me? And when you hear this sound tonight, everybody, that's the freak lashes. Now, this is a part two. This is Freak of Meter Part 2. Some of y'all might have just started listening to K100. And back when I first started, before our first 20 episodes, we had an episode called The Freak of Meter. It was episode 29. If you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/K100, in fact, you can find episode 19 downloaded and listen to it. And it's basically part two. Just like last night and just like that episode, I ran out of time. I have people still trying to make points. Hopefully everybody gets a chance to call in early tonight and we don't run into that problem. You feel what I'm saying? But if they don't, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to try and get to all my callers. You understand what I'm saying? I know it's going to get crumped like it did last night, and I had, you know, lots of people on the line. You feel me? And hopefully it goes down like that again tonight. But I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis to episode 69. You feel what I'm saying? And the only thing I hate about doing it this way is the fact that I'm going to have to read this 10 more times because people are going to be calling in late, which I understand because I got a kind of early show, so people will be just getting off work. But either that as it may, episode 69. You feel me? The Freak-O-Meter! Okay. Now, see, of course I can't follow up episode 68 with anything less. So now since I have more listeners and it's been over 30 shows since the original Freak-O-Meter, Freakometer, which is episode 19. It's been 30 episodes since that aired. I feel like a part two is in order. Since we went from 68 to 69. That's up in your game. That's everybody up in their game in the room. You feel me? Now, of course, this show is for the freak in you. It's not for the shy. We will be giving out the freak lashes to those who feel like they deserve them. Maybe you have earned a few more since part one. If you're a long-time table hunting listener, if you've been here since day one. Maybe you don't know about, well, maybe you didn't know about K100 then, but you do know now. But to put it simply, I want to know what you consider being freaky and what freaky things you do in your relationship. This is the outside of oral sex. We're talking about everything. The whole shebang. And based on a series of questions asked, I'll give you lashes. Last episode of the Freakometer, episode 19, once again, Tanya was our winner. I don't know if she's going to be able to tune in tonight. She hit the 10 lashes mark. 10 lashes was basically super duper freaky. All right? That's how we was doing it last time. That's how we're going to do it again. We're going to ask you questions. See if you can get your lashes up. Do you do this? Have you done that? Did you do this? Yeah. All right. So you know the rules. You know how this works. Everybody, welcome to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune in to the show. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to play some music tonight. One or two text messages, dog. You know you didn't play not one song. You should have played my song, dog. It would have went with it. My bad. The conversation last night was just so off the chain that, you know, I have to kill myself. I didn't play any music. It just got by me, dog. As soon as I was about to play a song, I called somebody. And, they started saying some craziness. And now we on to a whole nother conversation. And now two more people raising their hand and they want to talk. And with that kind of night, man, I don't, what do you want me to do? This is a pretty popular episode, so. My bad. I have to kill myself. But tonight I will play music. Because this is a talk slash music show. I mostly talk, but I will not go another episode without not playing one song. I won't do that again. I don't care. Somebody just got to shut the hell up. Maybe it's me. Be that as it may. 347-934-0966. If you're on the line, go ahead and hit the number one. You feel me? If you want to holler at me. I see a couple people on the line, but I don't know if anybody wants to hit the number one yet. 678-813-404. All right. 1-850. You feel me? Y'all hit the line. I'm hit the number one if y'all ready to holler at me. 347-934-0966. Now, I myself last time on the last episode, I think I only got to about seven or something. You feel me? Seven lashes? See, I couldn't even top the one chick that won. You feel me? I was like at seven lashes or something. And I can't lie. I've been stagnant since then. I think the only other thing I've added to my arsenal. I think, you know what I'm saying? Getting brained. You know, well, actually, I did that a long time ago when I was in high school. But getting brained by some water, yeah. I could add that. Beach. But that was a while ago. And I counted it again because the last time I did that shit was in high school. But still, that was since the last episode. So, half a last? No? Nothing? All right. Nobody, anybody on the line who thinks I should be like, man, fuck that. That's old news. I'm giving it to myself until somebody hits number one and say I shouldn't get it. Now, 347-934-0966. So that's what we're talking about on the show. Uh-oh. My background music. Hold up. Okay. My bad. Got it. Now, that's what we talk about on tonight's show. You feel me? What's the freakiest shit you ever done? You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people was like, oh, man, they heard the episode after the fact, and they wish they could have called in and participated. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of people said they listened to it, and they laughed and laughed, and ha, 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 y'all so crazy. Well, maybe you've grown some balls since then. Maybe you've realized that whatever you say, if you're a grown adult, and you're not putting on the front for a whole bunch of people, if you're really being you, that's really the kind of shit that you do. I'm not saying you have to tell all your business or whatever on the internet. You think that's quote-unquote private. It's just keeping it real. I mean, anybody who listens to this show probably does the same exact thing. I mean, this show is not... It's not something that the Obamas can admit they would listen to. Of course, you know what I'm saying? But who the hell are you? I'm just saying. Really, though. You're all regular people. We all do the freaky shit. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's actually something to be ashamed of if you don't do it. You probably got some other stuff that you ashamed of, like the fact that your spouse is cheating on your ass. But they want you to do some shit, and you don't want to do no shit. I'm just saying. They should be ashamed they're cheating, but you should be ashamed that you ain't handling your business also. So you need to up your game. What's going on with the show tonight? All right? That's all you got to do. Now, I got a couple of songs that I actually was supposed to play yesterday. And I forgot, like I said, but I'm going to play some of them tonight. You feel me? Not it really wasn't even music. It was the music that I just told Cass I was going to run back. I think I had already played one or two of them. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Once again, shouts out to my homies, Lil Cash, them. They did their thing on the 106 Apart joint tonight. You feel me? Big ups to them. You understand what I'm saying? For making it that far. No matter what the fuck the outcome is. I don't even know yet because I had to start the show and shit. So I don't even know what the outcome or whatever it was. You know what I mean? So I don't even know. If you're out there, you know. Let me know. I did text in to vote for the homies. Just showing some support for the home team. If y'all are on the line and y'all didn't know, I had them actually interviewed last week. You feel me? Last week I interviewed them last Wednesday. I forgot what number the episode was. But I interviewed them last Wednesday. You know, and they came on and played a couple of their songs. And just reminded y'all to go text your support out for them. I know the voting and everything is over now. But anyway, just wanted to shout them dudes out for even making it up there, making it to that next round and all that shit. Yeah, that's a lot of hard work prepping. You feel me? Staying focused. You know, good fortune. It's all that. So once again, big ups to them. Now, we're back to the freakiness. Okay, I got 9 people on my line. 9 people on the line. All y'all doing is listen. What? Are one of y'all waiting for somebody else to say something first? Have y'all not heard the first part of this motherfucking show? The first episode? 813-678-404-850. Plural. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Now, I said the questions that I'm going to ask. I'm not. There's only so much shit that you can physically do. You feel me? This is for my new listeners, and this is for my old listeners who feel like they might have upped their game ever since then. I'm going to give you a lash. I can't remember what all of y'all who called in before, having the lashes you got the first time around. But if you can remind me, we'll start you off there. We ain't got to go through the whole thing. Start you off right there. Hit the number one if you're on the line. If you want to feel like you're getting your stripes up, you understand what I'm saying? Just for being a freak, you get too. You do oral sex. That's another one. Some people don't. You'll never make it to 5 if you don't do oral sex. Never. There's no way you could possibly make it to 5 lashes on K100 and you don't give head. You already been through that on the show yesterday. We'll give you some. You feel me? Have you ever had sex outside? You ever had a threesome? You're a chick. You ever did it with another chick? Yeah. You feel me? All that. We count everything. Every time you say something. Are you an exhibitionist? Have you did it in public? You know, in the back of the movie theater? Uh-huh. Did you add another one for that? If you added another one for that since the last one, or if you're new to the show and you never even got judged on the freaker meter, let's go. Very, very hard to get to 10 of these. Very hard. Some stuff falls under the same category. You feel what I'm saying? Sex in front of somebody up close and personal. That's separate from just doing it in the back of theater when you know get some head or something in the back of theater. Even though you get a lash for that, it's a separate lash if you actually maybe you weren't brave enough to actually let somebody join in, but you did like screw somebody like while somebody else was watching. It's a whole separate lash. You might get 10. Some of you might get the 10 lashes. I don't know. I think everybody's going to be pretty much the same. It's only been about 5 months since I had, no, 3 months since I had the first one. So in 3 months, you had to goddamn either A, meet somebody else that took you to another level, or you just had a motherfucking freaky epiphany. Either way it goes. However it went down for you, I got some questions to ask you. 347-934-0966. You feel me? Let me know. I'm going to go ahead and go into a song. I got 9 people on the line, but nobody wants to actually answer. I don't know what's up with that. Oh, we got somebody that, we got one brave soul. Maybe she can set it off. I am only fucking 20 minutes into the show. Is this Michigan girl?
What's up?
Did you make the first freak of meet or was you not there?
I was not there, so I didn't get judged the first time.
You judge or the first freak of meter? Okay. Well, I
did
only
not.
Know. Okay, so now, didn't get judged in the first freak of meter. Like I said, a lot of people after I did that show hit me up like, I wish I would have been there. So this is the opportunity. All right? And you one of my people probably picked up on the show maybe after that or something. I don't know. Or maybe you just wasn't there.
I was listening to the show then. I think I was working late or something was up. I missed that particular show. I re-listened to it, but I didn't get judged.
Well, today we have it, and we're back. The Freak-O-Meter. Now, let's see how freaky you are. Let's see if you can get 10 lashes. 10 lashes is very, very, very hard to do. I'm telling you. The chick that got the 10 lashes, she had and did all kind of shit. Very hard to get. All right?
Okay.
Let me go ahead and start. Let me start, okay? First and foremost, I guess the freakiest, we'll start with the simplest form of freaky. Do you give head? Do you have oral sex? Okay. Well, I always give people 2 freaky lashes because some motherfuckers, we give you 2 freaky lashes off the rip. Everybody, see, if you don't even get at least 2 freaky lashes on K100, you are like a very, very super bad lay. I'm just here to tell you that. All right,
well,
right up. You are fucking horrible in bed, okay? I'm just telling
you. Well, damn.
Because of the simple fact. It's kind of hard once you get on up into the amount of lashes you get. But everybody should off the jump get these first 2. We just start them off like that because we don't want to just say, you know, everybody ain't like K100 people. You know what I'm saying? They might just be just listening, like all these people on the line listening. They don't want to hit the number 1. But anyway,
right.
you got 2 lashes because you do give oral sex. So, now, have you ever videotaped yourself having sex?
Yes.
That's 3. That's one a lot of people never. On the first freak meter, that was one a lot of people never did really get hit on. Some of them scared because they're scared now. It's kind of hard to get chicks to get down with that because they got YouTube. You don't want to end up with a YouTube clip. So some of the girls now, they're like, back in the day when it was hard to duplicate, you feel me? Everybody had a sex tape. You know what I'm saying? It was all right to do it back then. But now they can just do it on their cell phone and upload it to Facebook in 3 minutes. All right? But so I understand that. So now you have 3, okay? Have you ever kissed a girl?
Have I ever kissed a girl? No.
Never kissed a girl? Okay, so you never
never
been with another chick. Okay, that's cool. That's nothing wrong with that. That's one of those that you probably would have got a double tap. You feel what I'm saying? Now, have you ever had sex outside of the public, anywhere that is not inside the confines of a house in the bedroom?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Okay. Where was it at? I might give you another one depending on where it was at. Where was it at? You had 4,
let's
by the
see.
Way. Uh-huh.
Okay, the car, the park, the movie theater.
Wait,
now,
was other people in the movie theater when you did it?
Yes.
So that makes you an exhibitionist. Now, that's 5. Hey, wait a minute. Did everybody on the line, you see how this is going down? Everybody on the line is listening right now. Everybody out there listening to the replay in case there's a Freak-O-Meter 3. Everybody that's out there in www.land and everybody that's on Ustream that's watching me broadcast live on Ustream, everybody understands how this works. Michigan girl is 5. She gets 2 off the rip because she gives head. Right? She's an exhibitionist because she did it outside in the public with people there. You feel me? She's videotaped herself. Alright? That's 4.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other
one? I don't know. Maybe you miscounted. I don't know.
Okay, maybe that's only 4. Still.
Okay, that's 4.
You motherfuckers ain't gonna get the 4. That's why I told you, getting a 10 is extremely hard to do. Now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right here, okay. Let's see, what else? Do you play with toys with yourself?
Yes.
You do? You play with toys with yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Do you play with toys with other people? Like, do you let a guy play with toys with you and shit like that?
I have, yes.
I'm on the fence about the toys. I'm just saying, I think if you play with toys, I think I'm just gonna go ahead and give you just the 1. But still, you at 5, even with that. And we're not even done yet. You're doing pretty good, actually. You're doing pretty good, actually.
Okay.
So you've never done it with a girl. Well, this doesn't necessarily mean this. What have you ever done it with two guys?
No.
Okay. See, that's the girl.
I have done it with somebody else in the room watching.
In the room watching? Oh, six. Oh, six. Yeah, because doing it in public when you think no one is watching, you're doing it. Sometimes it's like doing it in public. I said doing it in public, okay, is when you do it out in public, even if nobody's around or whatever, you're just not doing it in the comfort of your bedroom. That is separate from doing it when you know people are around, but maybe they can't watch, or you're trying to do it in sneak. And I'm giving you another one if you're actually letting people sit in the room and watch you fuck. That's a whole nother level of it. Even if you don't go there and let them get involved, that's another lash. Now, Michigan girl is at six. Not bad. Six is pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I do sixes. I love sixes. Sixes are better for blizzard. Welcome to the show, 347-934-0966. Welcome, everybody, to the show, everybody that's calling in. You feel me? Everybody that's listening to me on Ustream and on the podcast, on iTunes after the fact, and on the radio. Episode 69, you dig? The Freak of Meter Part 2. Part 2 meaning we already had a Part 1 that was this, and Episode 19 was it. We got Michigan Girl on the line. Michigan Girl has got up to six lashes. All right, this is where we at. Everybody that's on the line, everybody that's just tuning in, so you know how this works, we asking questions. Now, she said that she's done it in public, done it in front of somebody. She gives head, you get two lashes off the rip if you do oral sex. That stands out, great procedure. We want to start you out on the curve. Uh-huh. Now, we do it at K100. We fair. Now, she said she's videotaped herself. She said she uses toys. This is how we get the numbers. This is how we get the six lashes with Michigan Girl, and that's fucking good. Some of you boring, lame motherfuckers ain't going to make it that goddamn high. Now, I'm trying to get you up to 10. Okay.
Okay.
Never had sex with two guys. All right. What's the freakiest thing that you think you ever did that we haven't mentioned yet? And I should probably give you a lash for it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't consider those things freaky. That's just part of sex or if you're in a relationship.
Have you ever...
that's not really freaky, though.
Have you ever had sex with two people within 24 hours? Two different people? Two different people within 24 hours?
No.
Damn it. Just trying to get you.
Hey. I'm gonna work with you, but no, that one
okay.
Ain't going down.
Hey, listen, man, you got nothing to be ashamed of. You are at six fucking lashes. I'm telling you, it's a lot of motherfuckers who are not gonna get there. I'm trying to think about something else because I was trying to switch up.
I was trying to switch up
the questions a little bit, even though everybody knows that's that freaky shit. You said you never kissed a girl. You feel what I'm saying? Well, have you ever let a girl do anything to you, like go down on you or anything like that?
No. Girls kick me on my ass, but that's not it.
No. Let's see. Let me think.
That sounds scary.
No, it's not that bad. You kind of answered that, so I wouldn't want to answer it. Because you ever been involved in group sex? An orgy? You ever did that? But that's kind of falls upon exhibition, but an orgy when it's like most people and everybody's kind of getting it in and everybody's touching everybody's type of situation. Yeah, that's another kind of goddamn thing. Have you ever...
We was at a party. And everybody in the room was having sex. The lights was out. I mean, I ain't switched no partners, but, you know, everybody in the room was having sex. So we was having sex with a whole bunch of people, everybody in the room. It was an orgy, but I ain't switched no partners.
Yeah, y'all didn't touch anybody else. Nah, that's kind of just like doing it in front of everybody. I can't give you one for that. Right. I got to keep you stacking.
All right.
No. I just got to keep you at that level. You feel what I'm saying? But six lashes is not good. My very first call to Michigan Girl got six lashes. All right? That's not bad at all because I'm telling you, the girl who got 10 lashes last time, she had them goddamn fucked in the club, in the bathroom. She done fucked with two guys. She done fucked girls. You feel me? So, I mean
I did do it in the bathroom at the club.
That's being an exhibition. That's doing it in public. We already got that when you fuck with your kids.
Oh,
wait. I got another one. Have you ever given head in the car with no tint on the road? Aha! That's separate. That's a little different because really getting some head in the car where the car ain't got no tint and you in traffic and people can walk look over there and see you sucking dick. I give you one more for that because a lot of people don't do that. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of people are scared to do that, but I give you one more for that. All right.
Yep, done in broad daylight.
Broad daylight. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And no tent.
Nothing wrong with that. So, you got six, but I gave you one extra one. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know, six, seven. That's real good, K100. It's really going to be hard to get anything more than that, people, when you call to the show. By the way, the number to call in is 347-934-0966. That's the number to call in to the show. You feel what I'm saying? And when you call to the show, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and we're going to see how you go. All right? 10 is super-duper freaky for K100, and it is not easy to get 10 lashes on the freakometer. As you can tell, Michigan Girl has some pretty goddamn freaky kinky shit going on. Wait a minute, do you do any of the tying up the S&M bondage type shit? Now that's a legitimate 7 right there. Because actually giving head in the car, you know what I'm saying, being an exhibitionist like that right there in public, that kind of falls for the same thing, but that's a legit 7. Alright? All the goddamn tied up whips and all that, feel me, and dressing up in leather and all that, that's some freaky kinky shit. I actually
handcuffs
and all that. Yeah. That's 7 legit lashes. That's goddamn.
Right.
Now that's good. If you can think of anything else as a course of the night, I might think of another question to ask somebody, and you just got them hit the number one on your keypad, and I come back to you and be like, nigga, you owe me another lash because I did that too. I would have after the fact, but really, you got 7 lashes. It's not that difficult to get. But some people ain't videotaped themselves. Some people ain't did it in public. Some people ain't never did it with somebody in the room watching them. Know they in the room. You feel me? A lot of people can't do that. So it's going to be a lot of people who are not going to get those same 7 lashes that you just got. You feel what I'm saying? They're not going to make
it.
All right, that's pretty good. I'm proud of you.
I ain't mad at that. I admit I am a freak.
All right. Well, that's what you deservedly so deserve the lashes. All right, we're going on to the next caller. All right. That's Michigan Girl, 347-934-0966. If you're on the line, please hit the number 1 so you can holler at me so I can give out these lashes. If you bold, if you brave. I got about 11 people on the line. You understand what I'm saying? Want to see what they're hitting for. Y'all let me know. You feel me? 678, I see you. 813-404. Three people with their numbers blocked. I don't know. But, hold on a second. Oh. And I hit your number. Okay. Can y'all hear me out there? Why text you said y'all can't hear me? Hear me? Oh, yeah. Okay, I see a meter now. All right. Damn. I don't know what that. My bad, everybody. I thought I had a freeze out on me real quick, but I'm back. Okay. 347-934-0966. I'm going to get into a song until somebody want to hit the goddamn number 1. I see you on the line, 347-813-678. You feel me? 404. All of y'all hit me up. Hit the number 1. Michigan Girl hit the number. Hit the number 1. She was brave enough. She got 7 lashes. Oh, I didn't ask you this. Hold on. Let me go back. Michigan Girl, I thought of one.
What's up?
Do you take it up the ass?
Yes.
Ah! Damn it, man. the only other two that you could get was like fucking a chick or fucking two dudes at the same time.
Right.
Damn. Cause that's a separate. That's a whole separate one right there. I gotta admit that. That's separate. That's freaky. Everybody don't do that. All right. I'm going to the next caller. All right. All right. So, that's all we got. She got 8 lashes on the freakometer, all right? That's not easy to do by K100 standards. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? I'm going through a song. I'm going to play the, let me see what I'm going to play tonight. If you want to hit me up, but if you want to holler at me, just hit the number 1. You feel me? and I'll go to your line. 347-934-0966. If you're on the line, hit the number one. You feel me? I'm going to go to a song real quick. I'm trying to find it. Where are these guys? All right, here we go. Yeah, Boom Boom Room, Taylor Gang. We talk about the cut action. And I come back. If you're on the line, listen up and hit the number one when I come back. Tell me the last you get a freaking meter. Blizzard.
Yeah, there go. Crayola boy, there go. Yeah, Taylor Gang.
Call in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Trying to see how you rank on the freaking meter. Ask you a series of questions. You get a lash for every freaking act that you perform. You feel me? What's your fantasy, huh? What's your fantasy? Tell me that too. That doesn't count as a lash. It's just something that you would like to do. You feel me? It's something that you would like to do, but you don't actually get to unless you actually do it. Gotta actually follow through to get the lash. First caller got up to 8 lashes. I asked her, has she ever been with a girl? Another girl, because she was a female. She said no. She ever been with 2 guys? She said no. But she said that she's an ex-business, which means she's done it in front of people. She's done it in public with people around. Get two lashes because she loves to give oral sex. Multitude of things. Videotaped herself. Took it up the ass. All kind of stuff. Just all around freak. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's why she's tuning in to this particular show to see what she ranks at. And she almost got to 10. And 10 is fucking hot. The last time, episode 19, The Pre-Commuter Part 1, I only had one person get to 10 lashes. One person. That was it. One person got 10 lashes. So, Michigan girl, you getting the 8 is fucking good. Because last episode, we had people with 5. We had people with, 4. And I was giving 2 for all. What the fuck? You can't get one more. You can't get no more than 2 more lashes, and I get 2 good oral. Starting you off on the curb, man. You are really fucking boring in bed. By the way, I want to make sure I put that out there and let you know you might want to up your game. So I'm calling this for people who wasn't around for episode 19. Like Michigan girl said, she couldn't call in, but she really wanted to. So now she called in, got her official lashes, which was 8. I got 11 people on the phone line still. 10 people on the phone line still. Some of y'all hit the number 1 if you feel like you want to go ahead and tell me. If you feel like you've upped your lashes since the last time, or you feel me, or I can dish your lashes out initially at the beginning, 813, holler at me. 678, both of y'all. 347-285-0-4-4. Michigan girl already raised her hand. She's still on the line listening. I think I got 8 lashes last time. I got 8 lashes. Yeah. Exhibitionist, yeah, I've done it outside. Have I videotaped myself? Who are you kidding? Oral, come on, stop playing. Did it with the Najatois and all that, yeah. You play with toys with the chicks, yeah. Have I fucked chicks up the ass? Yeah. I mean, really? Have I did an orgy? Yeah. 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 See, my lashes are pretty high. I'm grading on a pretty high curve. If you people are listening to you got to think of me as like an episode of Real Sex. You know, motherfuckers be on there on some other shit. So if you want to get 10 lashes on a freakometer from fucking K100, you already know. I'd like to hear your fantasy. Even though you don't get the lashes for the fantasy, I still like to hear what you would like. You feel me? I'd like to hear what you like. But I did pretty damn good myself. I was up there. I was over 5. Over 5? I fuck with anything over 5. Let me tell you straight up. Anything over 5 on a freaking meter, I'm probably going to fuck with you if you attractive. You feel me? You hot. You know what I'm saying? And you can get over a 5 on a freaking meter, we can do some business. I'm just saying. I ain't hard to please like that. You ain't got to be a 10 on a freaking meter. If you're a 10 on a freaking meter, shit, I'm going to have to watch your ass. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You just a little off the chain. You know what I mean? But anything over 5, you can rock with Blizzard K100. Oh, for sure. You got enough freakiness in you. You get the 5 on the freaking meter. Anything between 5 and 10, I'm fucking with. Never had nobody get over 10. That's the highest we got. That's the gold standard so far for the show. You can get over 10. You feel me? But shit, if you get over 10, because if you bang 2 guys, only way you gonna get that motherfucking 11, I'm asking how you let motherfuckers run the train on you. And you have to admit that shit. For that 11th one, that 11, nobody's never gonna get to 11. Because after I get you all the way up to 10, that's gonna be question number fucking 11. Even though I know a lot of women who done did that shit. Alright, it don't matter if it was back when you was like fucking 16 in high school and shit. Point is, you fucking did it. Of course, you know, the train is when like a room full of niggas just drag your ass. You know, like 4 fives or better niggas. I mean, you really freaky. You really a hoe, but I'm just saying, you have to actually admit that I'm K100. So, I almost doubt no one will ever get 11 on the freakometer on K100, because they never will admit to that, even though some women that I know in high school let motherfuckers do that. They probably won't even say it on K100. But I know for a fact that you got drug niggas ran a train on you in high school. Your husband may not know that now. I understand. And he might find out that he married to a freak. Somewhat of a hoe. I understand that you might not want to put that out there. And I dig that about you, baby. Some things you just can't say over internet radio. This shit will be downloadable. But what I'm saying is, what I'm saying, everybody, I understand. And like I said, five or better on the freakometer, there's nothing to fucking turn your nose at. You know, you still got to get up there. You still got to be doing some shit to get to five or six. All right? Hold on. I got a call up. One of the 850. Oh, this, Faze the baby. What's popping?
Hey, what's going on?
I didn't even see your hand raised up because you was at the bottom. I had to scroll down. So, a couple people online, but everybody's scared to talk. They all just listening.
Oh.
They just hurt me. Some people may be doing some stuff, so I understand, because it's a couple of our frequent callers. They might have no speakerphone while they're working or crazy shit. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Or they headpiece or something. And they can't talk now. I understand that. But the rest of you unfamiliar numbers, I don't know you like that. Hit them fucking number one. What you had? You here peeping, goddamn peeping Tom ass. Are you a peeping Tom? I might give you one for that. Fucker. Alright. What's up?
Hey.
Do you you played the freakometer last time, didn't you? What did you get?
No, I wasn't here last time for the freakometer.
You wasn't here for the freakometer? Well. But since you are one of my, let me give you some props first. One of my people who call the show a lot. Dang, I missed a couple of people calling, because I could have swore you and Michigan Girl did, but y'all missed that too? Wow, that's interesting. Okay, well, you on the show now. Let's go ahead and start off. Let's see how high you can get. Let's see if you can beat Michigan Girl.
I don't know.
I don't know. You might not be able to beat Michigan Girl. I don't think you can. Just from everything you've already said on the show, I don't think you're going to be able to make it.
I doubt it.
All right, of course, off the top, you give oil, right?
Yeah.
I didn't ask you if you loved it, but you do it.
Mm-hmm. All right,
so you get, so I'm great on the curve, you get that too. Now, have you ever videotaped yourself doing it?
Have I ever taped it? Yeah.
Yeah, you have taped it?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, you ever kissed another girl or something, you know, got down with another girl?
No.
No, okay. No problem. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever done it in public? Now, when I say we're going to break this down. Have you ever done it in public, you know, anywhere outside of your house, like in the car or anything like that right there? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, have you ever done it in a public place with people around?
With people around, no.
Never done it? So you never, like, you know what I'm saying, gave no guy no head in the back of the movie theater when people were out at the movie?
Never done that. Mm-mm.
Man, okay. I thought you might. Okay, that's all right.
Nope.
She's at four. So you at four right now. You got two.
Okay.
You feel me? You videotaped yourself. You feel me? You did it. You know, somewhere other than the bedroom. Okay, we're not that bad. We're at four. Let me ask you this. You take it up the ass?
Okay. No. Mm-mm, no.
Okay. Can't get that. Okay. Have you ever? Do you play with toys? Do you use toys?
Yeah.
Use toys? Use them with yourself and let your man use them on you?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. That's five. Five. I mean, I told you, I rocks with fives. Fives mean, you know.
You said I rocks with fives.
I rocks with fives. You got it in you. Sometimes you might have to fuck with a motherfucker like me on some eights and nines type shit and get a motherfucker to drag it, pull your ass on up to goddamn couple of notches. But fives are not that bad. You ain't just like horrible. You just ain't gonna be doing a whole bunch of shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right. So you ain't never. So you've never let anybody watch you do it.
No. I mean,
no.
I don't know now. I mean, I've been in like a room with my homegirl and they were on their bed and I was on mine, but I don't think anybody was paying any attention to anybody else. I know I wasn't.
Well, doing it in a room with other people in the room is a lot. I gave one to Michigan Girl for that.
Well, thank you.
I give you that one. Now, this probably was you was in high school, though, wasn't it? Shit like that.
No. Really? I didn't start having sex till I was grown.
What?
Yes, I'm serious. I was 18.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, hey. See? Hey, sometimes it's good. It's good. You'll see that. Okay, so, but you know, you got six. That's good. You ever did it with two dudes? I doubt that. No?
Nah.
I'm just saying. Of course, you never let a guy run a train on you. Of course not.
No. Come come on.
Never let guys run train. I would have just I don't know what I would have said about it. If
you probably would have fell off the chair if I had said something.
Yeah, because there's no way you can get past some of the other ones if you never done that. But you're actually up to six, and that's actually not that bad. That's not
all
that
right.
bad. I didn't think you would make it that far.
Oh,
honestly.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, just to be frank, being frank. Never done a threesome, right? Never done a threesome with your guy and another girl or nothing?
No.
No. No. That's okay. Six ain't bad. The freak of me, that's pretty good. But see, that's when they start. That's when they not to start to separate you. When you get around about five and up, that's when the separation and levels of freaking is start to get harder to get by. Because everybody, most, the average grown person, probably will get to five. That means you can be a good lay at five and six. But when you start going up, you know what I'm saying? Well, do you do the bondage? You ever did the bondage and tying up with the whips and masks and shit?
I mean, I'm tied a person up. I've tied him up, but I've never been tied up. I don't like that stuff.
Nah.
I need to be free.
You gotta be. Okay. So yeah, no. You know, you gotta be. It gotta go down. Like, you know what I'm saying? All the shit, the whole shebang, the whole S&M shit. And I give you a level for that. But that's some freaky shit, and I can't get that last shit because I haven't done that, and I don't know if I'll really be into it. You know what I'm saying?
I
don't know
if I can
get that last. I may never get that last. I may never get it. I don't know. I've never been into that shit, so probably can't get that shit. I don't know. Oh, well. Oh, well. But you did really good. That's, you got a big, you got a big girl score. You ain't getting no little girl score.
Little girl score
going to be on anything under goddamn five. Anything under five? Yeah. I ain't gonna be able to do it. I'm sorry. All right.
Okay.
So, you did pretty good. Stay on the line and keep listening, all right?
All right.
347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. If you're on the line, hit the number one. If you're on the line, hit the number one so I can come to your line. You feel me? Oh, well, let me hold on a second. I might be able to bump. Keisha, if I got one more for you.
Okay.
What about getting head in the car and, you know, without no tint? giving a guy head in the car with no tint. While y'all, Lord.
Bro. Let's see. No, not without tint.
Not without tint.
Cars had tint, yeah.
Damn it. Ah,
I know.
I know. Cause that's actually really.
Well, I mean,
really
guys true. Don't roll around without tint now.
I don't have tint on my front windows.
On your front windows, maybe because it's illegal in Georgia.
It's a problem in Georgia. Depends on what grade it is.
Oh, okay.
Pulled over sometimes because they feel like if it's a certain level, you know, it can't be. They tend to fuck with you a little more when you got tint on the fucking window and shit in the front. So, you know.
Ooh,
you know what I mean? I don't need the problem. I don't need them problems. They kind of fuck with you a little bit more now in Georgia when you got tents on the front window. You feel
I
me?
See.
Profile, you know, see what's, we want to see what's going on. So, I was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't put none on there. But I thought I could bump you up one on that. But I see now.
Aw,
thanks. That's all right. But you still did good. Like I said, congratulations to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're all right. You're
I think I did all right.
You did all right. You definitely mashable to K100 standards. You feel me?
Well, thank you.
All right. Now, all right. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Welcome, everybody, that's on the line. 347-934-0966. We have two people participate in the freak meter. You feel me? All y'all people on the line, listen, man. I'm just going to ask you some simple questions. You feel me? It's not, if you have done something freaky, you actually deny it. And know deep down in your heart what your true freaking meter reading is. And give me a false reading. Live on the air because you know you think somebody might be listening. So you really don't want to say. Go ahead and hit the number one anyway. I'll come to you and you don't even have to actually admit to everything. But the freaking meter does not lie. You feel what I'm saying? So even if I ask you something. And you don't want to answer because you think people are listening. But you can make a little note on a little piece of paper and say, actually, I got it. And if I did hit you off with three more lashes, or you would have got three more lashes, and you only stopped at five because people are listening, and you didn't want to seem like you was off the motherfucking chain and you were a motherfucking closet freak, at least you'll know. I may not know. The rest of everybody listening to this show, welcome everybody that's on the line. Welcome everybody listening to the podcast. Everybody that's on Ustream, everybody that's on iTunes, MySpace, Facebook, and downloaded this shit. They don't have to know how freaky you really are. Maybe just, frankly, you just not none of my business. You entertained by the show because I got all these people on my lines listening and knowing the more people listen after the fact on the internet. And I can't even see the ones who are listening on the fucking internet. I can't even see them. You feel what I'm saying? But big ups to them. I got two callers that called and I'm going to go ahead and go to them. All right. First one is 678-491. You're on the air. Caller.
Hello.
What else, Jordan?
Yeah, man. It's Red Boy, man. My father hung up early, man.
All right.
I'm gonna send you something about tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Now, you going to do the freak of meter? I don't think you're going to make it, homie. You're a little bit too young to make it on the freak of meter. You might not get past five.
What you talking about, man?
I'm asking people. I got a couple people in the air. A couple people already played. I ask people, you know, saying some freaky shit that they do. And depending on how goddamn, I mean, how you answer the question, yes or no, you get a lash. You gonna see how motherfucking freaky you is. But it's a grown up come up with conversation now. You ask a grown up question. Do you want to participate or do you want to just go ahead and say you gonna send me your song so I can play?
Man, I don't participate, man. I'm 18, man. Let go.
All right, the homie Red Boy. I might go ahead and run his. I might spin his record after he go ahead and play the freak middle. You feel what I'm saying? The homie Red Boy said he gonna play the freak middle. Let's go, homie. All right, first of all, the very first question, of course, is do you get more sex? So basically, do you eat pussy?
I mean, only eat my girl.
That's all right. It's your girl. We didn't eat everybody's pussy. We already said last night episode, we can't be going around eating all kind of chick pussy stuff. But do you do eat your girlfriend's pussy though?
Yeah, shit, bird.
All right. Okay, that's two goddamn freak lashes for you, homie. Now, have you ever videotaped yourself fucking and looked at it back on your cell phone? Have you ever videotaped yourself fucking and then looked at it?
Oh, no, hell nah.
You never did that? You never videotaped yourself with your camcorder or no, your cell phone or nothing? Okay, you can't get that lash. All right, that's cool. Have you ever been in a menage a trois? You and more than one chick?
Nah.
Nah, never done that. Okay. Have you ever did it in public? Like, have you ever been like in the movie theater, in the back of the movie theater, and got some head from
yeah.
a girl and shit? You did that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
He got three, y'all. He got three people. Okay, hold on. All right. What about you ever fuck a chick up the ass?
Oh no, hell no.
Hey, y'all, Red Boy ain't gonna make it. Everybody listening, everybody tripping on the phone lines. People hitting the number one. 347-934-0966. The homie Red Boy, he got four lashes though. A lot of things he leaving out. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of things leaving out. You ever play with your girl? Like, you ever use like sex toys with your girl, dog?
What?
You ever use sex toys with your girl? Like,
hell nah.
Nah. God damn. We gonna try to get him past four, y'all. He's stuck at four. Hold on. We gotta get him past four. We got four for him already. He get two, so they say he eat his girl pussy, but not everybody but do eat his girl. He got another one because he said he done got some head in the movie theater before. You feel what I'm saying? What else he said? What was the other one I gave you? You got four. Damn it, man. Oh, yeah.
Something about a video and something about how I put the girl in the ass.
Yeah, you said you haven't did either one of those, though, but you got four somewhere. You said you, what else? You did it outside, you know what I'm saying? Did it in public. No, you said you never did. Yeah, you said you got your head. I asked you that one. What else I asked you? You said you did something about your ass. I forgot what else I asked you. But anyway, you had four already. Now let me go ahead and go to the next one. So you said you ever did like any kind of bondage shit, like when your girl be tying you up and y'all be having all that leather on and shit?
Hell no. Nah.
All right, let me ask you this one right here. Do you watch porn while you have sex with your chick?
I mean, like, I remember one time we were watching together, but then we ended up doing it. So, you know, I cut it. As a matter of fact, I kept it on. Because then when I was doing it with her, I kept looking at her because, you know, the woman had a fat ass. So she's like, what you looking at? All right. Yeah. One time.
I guess I'll go ahead and give you one. I'll get you the five, I guess. I don't know. I know everybody listening like, hell no, man. You know, because a couple people, I kind of drilled their ass. You know what I'm saying? I kind of grilled them a little bit harder and shit. You know what I'm saying? But you said you haven't done a menage a trois and all that. You ain't never done that, right?
Nah.
Girls and all that kind of shit. You ain't never played with toys with your girl either. You said you never did that, right? All right. Well, technically, Red Boy, you got a four in the freaking meter. But I did give you one extra one. And one more in the house, five. You know what I'm saying? Most of the people that listen to my show, they're in between the ages of 25 and 40, and they kind of got a couple of more years on you. Most of them in their mid-30s or early 30s, like myself, I'm in my early 30s. You feel me? And most of them, you know what I'm saying, get a couple years on your homie, and at some point in some time, you'll probably be able to answer the rest of these questions. But it takes time. It takes having a chick that's a freak also, because if your girl ain't a freak, then you'll never get high in a freaking meeting unless you cheat on her ass. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? But you did pretty good with somebody that's 18. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know. I thought one thing I got a question with you, though, man. Because you 18. I mean, you growing up in the motherfucking YouTube and cell phone era. How the hell you ain't never got no footage of your girl giving you no head or nothing, dog? I mean, for real? What the fuck, homie?
I ain't got head about a lot of girls, but, like, you know, like, when I got with my girl, I stopped all it.
I'm saying, but you ain't even got, like, no footage of your own girlfriend.
Oh, my girl. Yeah, I popped the cherry. Oh, she, oh, no, I got her. I got her.
You got her on camera?
No, no. Oh, you said camera?
Yeah.
Oh, no, man.
Right. No, okay. All right, I'm just saying, because y'all growing up in the YouTube cell phone era, I mean, shit, maybe, I don't know. With me, you feel what I'm saying? With me, yeah, man, I got plenty of footage. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. Maybe when you get a little bit older, maybe the girls got to get a little bit older. Because I actually, dog, to be honest with you, maybe it works in reverse with your generation. Because y'all growing up with the girls who all know about YouTube and they all kind of scared. Everybody got a sex tape out, looking Fantasia crazy ass, and they don't want to get put out there like that. They got classes in school and shit telling y'all don't be sexting. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. Now, telling all the little girls, young girls, not doing the shit because a video lasts forever. But the older women, like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? They're getting their lashes on. So maybe when you get a little bit older, dog, when you get in your late 20s, early 30s, like your boy, you feel me? You got them throw some notches under your motherfucking belt on that note. You feel me?
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate you, homie. I'll probably run that weeby ball at the end of the show. All right. All right, but the only red boy is only 18, but he did have the motherfucking balls. Unlike 7 of you motherfuckers out here listening to my show right now, 7 of y'all grown ass people. The homie said he gonna answer the questions anyway. He didn't get it. He got pretty okay. Actually, he really only got 4. I just threw 1 in there because he had the balls to answer and play the freaking meter. But he really got 4. That's not bad at 18. That's not bad at 18. Got him a little girlfriend, a little steady girlfriend, so he might not be off the motherfucking chain like I was when I was 18. I was ham. I was completely fucking ham. And I stayed ham for a long time. And I'm still ham. But that's not the point. The show is not about me. The show is about you. 347-934-0966. Welcome, everybody, that's tuning in on Ustream. What's happening? I'm going to the phone lines. I got 2 more people that raised their hand. 678, I see you, but I got an 850 that just raised their hand. I'm gonna go ahead and go to the line. And 678-637, you on deck. All right, 850, holla at me. What's popping?
What's going on? And you still going ham?
Damn it, man. You have played the freak-o-meter already.
I know. I was just calling to say what's up, man, because it's been a while since I hit you up. You know what I'm saying? I be working, and I can't hit you up like I want to.
Oh,
but
man,
I was on today, so I had to show some love because I know I've been slacking on my pimping, so, you know.
Well, listen,
I had to come through and just, you know, mwah.
Well, I appreciate that. That's what's up. First of all, thank you for calling in. Now, actually, this is one of the people from episode 19, the very first freaking meter. And she actually had one of the second highest scores. She tied with somebody else for a 9. She was right there at 10. She just couldn't top that other motherfucker, the other girl who got 10. She was off the motherfucking chain. But my girl right here got a motherfucking 9. Nigga, that's hard to do. We just had 2 girls already called before you and 1 guy. 2 girls got pretty good, but they didn't get 9. They couldn't get motherfucking 9. You got 9.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
I recall you had a fantasy. And I'm going to go to the next call. But I recall you had a fantasy that you was trying to enact that last time that you put out there for us on the freaking
I did that set. I'm still working on that. We're going to be that
on
one.
That.
I'm working on that.
I wanted to give you that last so bad if you had done that shit. Everybody, tell everybody, I'm going to the next caller, but tell everybody what that fantasy was real quick, because someone on the line might not have known what that fantasy was.
I'm saying, like, you know them little highway signs, like on the side of the highway, the billboards, the real tall little hookup. I wanted to be on top of that in the rain. I wanted to, you know, get my groove on up there in the rain.
While people driving by so they can see you.
Well, yeah, I wanted people to be able to see me, like, you know what I'm saying, kind of see me, but they going by so fast and they don't really know if they seen that or not. That'd be kind of sexy.
I like it. Actually, I want to do it. Put me on it. If she told me that, I just thought about it. I said, man, I really kind of want to do that myself. That'd be, I mean, first of all, to even pull that off, somebody got to break some laws. Let's just be clear. Somebody
might want to
get up behind that, but still. If you,
that's
ultimate. That's the ultimate fantasy. I don't know how you
gonna do
that.
I know, but you know, it's better when you sneaking, when you got to sneak and do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's a fear of getting caught. It's so much better. Everybody knows
right.
that.
That's why I give that separate lash when you doing some shit in public and people are there. It's like, have you ever fucked outside in the car, not in the bedroom or whatever? Okay, I'll give you a lash for that. But I also give you a second separate lash if you've actually done it where you know people could actually end up seeing you or catching you. That's another level.
Yeah.
So I give another lash for that right there. I gave myself, I only got 8 lashes. You did better than me, damn it. Yeah, she did
that's
that.
What's up. That's what's
you a
up.
Girl though. Since you a girl and you a girl that can kiss and they can, I'm not fucking with another guy, so I'll never get that. But since girls can get extra slashes for fucking other girls, and since everybody know it's okay for a chick to fuck other girls, don't necessarily make you gay. You could just be freaky. You feel what I'm saying? So that's socially accepted like that. Then of course girls should generally have more freaky girls gonna have generally more lashes.
So you making an excuse for yourself right now, basically.
No, I'm not making an excuse. I'm just saying. You know. See, with me, and every most women, guys, that anything you do, if you do anything with another guy, you like you a homo. We ain't no goddamn gray area. You feel what I'm saying? Like guys don't fucking with other guys. A girl, we love girls going wild videos and shit, but we don't play that shit when it comes to guys. So if you ever did it with another guy, you feel what I'm saying? Then you're not gonna be able to get the cash. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
then I call you a fat.
Nasty.
Right.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? So then, therefore, every freaky girl. Potentially to always outdo the guys. And so it is what it is. You feel what I'm saying? That's why y'all can always, most of the time, get more lashes than us. Even if we're a freaky guy, if you're a freaky girl, you still should have, you know what I'm saying, more lashes than us because you got more options. That's all.
Oh, okay. I feel what you're saying.
That's all I'm saying. So I'll never be able to get up to a level. Damn it, man. Damn it, man. But, I can participate in the other part if you ever need an answer. Volunteer.
Okay,
that way I can get another lash for doing that crazy shit.
Hit me up, shit.
All right, thanks for calling this show, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
347-934-0966. I hate all you lame motherfuckers listening to my shit not hitting number one. You make me fucking sick. I got almost 10 people not asking shit. But I do have another caller. 347-934-0966 is the number to call into the show. Oh, this is one of my long times. Key, what's popping?
Man, see, why? What if I want to be anonymous?
Oh, damn it, man. No.
Not regular listeners.
They don't know who you are. Fuck them. Fuck all you nosy motherfuckers. I ought to hang up on everybody who ain't talking right. Motherfucking nosy bastards. I ought to hang up on everybody who ain't saying shit right fucking now. But I won't, because that's not what the show is about, because everybody can't goddamn afford a Metro and Comcast bill. You feel what I'm saying? So some of my motherfucking callers cannot listen to the show no other way but by phone, by calling in and putting the phone on speaker and listening to it on their headset. So therefore, I cannot hang up on everybody, because my supporters are my supporters, and I got love for the motherfuckers who can afford cable internet and the ones who can't afford cable internet. So I won't do that. But I wish y'all would holler at me.
Be like, next time I'm going to say, this not kids.
It's not key. So, since then, have you gotten any lashes?
I don't think I've gained any points. I don't think I have. I was at an 8 anyway, though.
Wait a minute. You got to an 8?
Yeah, I got to an 8. But you was counting, like, if you swallow and stuff like that, you was counting it.
Aha! I gave an extra lash if you swallow. To the girl. You know what? You're right. I gave an extra lash if you swallowed to the girl. That's how you got those 2 lashes. I got to go back. I'm going to have to retract some people. You stand by. Don't go nowhere. Wait. Stay right here.
Okay.
Don't go nowhere. Michigan girl.
What to do? I need my extra point. I need my extra lash.
wait. I want to be fair. That's why I came back to your line. Hold up. And I see two other people. All right, listen to what I'm saying. The last time I gave the two lashes for the oral, I gave one for if you do oral, and I gave you the other lash if you're a woman and you swallow. So you already got that lash. That's what I did. She just prompted my, jogged my memory when she brung that up. But I didn't give you two lashes off the rip last time. Now, you still got the two lashes, so you still at the eight. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Which is very good. You got an eight, right?
I got an eight.
Right, right. Okay, that's what happened. I got to go back, and I got to ask my other female caller, do she swallow? Because I may have to retract one of her lashes. Now, you stand by. Now, you still at eight legitimately. That's why I went directly to your phone, because I seen you hit the number one as soon as that transpired, as soon as she brought up that. And I seen you hit the number one as soon as she said it. And I just want to be clear. Everybody listening to the show, everybody that just tuned in, let me go back and fix two more calls. All right, so you still at an eight because you give pain and you swallow. That's what that extra lash was for on the last episode. I want to keep it consistent, all right?
All right.
All right, now I'm going back up. Save the babies.
Yes, sir.
You do swallow, right?
Yeah.
Damn it, man. I have to take a lash. You can't get the...
You can't get the double oral lash
that I gave you in the beginning because you don't swallow. I'm sorry. So you had a seven, right? So now you really got a six, right?
No, I was at a six, so I'm bumped back. No, I did have a seven. Yeah.
You had a seven, and now you're at a six. Okay, I'm sorry. My bad. I had to make sure.
I'm still doable. I'll take that.
Oh, yeah, you're still doable. Six. My bad. Michigan girl say the same, and you dropped down one. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. Okay?
It's okay.
All right. My bad. I got confused, y'all. My bad. Now, let me go back to my other caller that was on the line, you feel me, before I had to go back and retract those and adjust those particular scores. Now, caller, we back on there. All right?
Okay.
Okay. You made one person go down a notch, even though she's still, you know. I forgot about that. I gave out two lashes last time, not to the chick that they gave head, and they swallowed. If you get head, you just get one lash, but if you swallow, you get an extra one, because you're a little extra freakier if you swallow. You feel what I'm saying? Right, exactly. That's where I had to go back and adjust. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. If you're on the line, hit the number one. Now, you said you got a, what did you get last time? An eight?
I had an eight, yeah. I got up to an eight.
I don't know how to hit it.
P-Reg, I thought I was going to get up to a three or a four.
How did you end up getting up? Okay. So you videotaped yourself?
Yeah.
You give head and you swallow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exhibitionist, you did it out.
You did it.
Uh-huh. Did it in public?
Yeah.
Head in the car with the tent down?
Say what?
Head in the car with the tent off?
Yeah, yeah.
In traffic? Yeah. Yeah, I remember you did have a lot of good ones. You ever kissed a girl, let a girl go down on you, anything like that? Right, yeah, you did. Okay. Yeah, you did. I remember you did kind of get a high score than what we thought because you be always acting like, you know what I'm saying? But then all of a sudden, we understand.
I'm a good girl.
You're a good girl.
Some dudes that you talk to would never believe any of this stuff I was saying.
I know.
It's not for everybody, but it happens.
Suckers! Suckers! Don't know who the fuck they dealing with. Oh, play with toys. Use toys. Play with the toys.
Yeah.
That. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, you did have Ashley. I remember now. You did have Ashley. You did kind of do pretty high on it. Now that I recall, you did have a pretty high score. Okay. So you haven't done anything since the last time. Anything added
in? I don't think I've done anything extra. Where am I now? How many lessons you have me up to?
Well, you said you had eight. I'm just asking you all the simple stuff. You ever do it with two dudes? You ever done it with two dudes?
No. I don't think I ever will. No.
Okay.
I won't get that one.
Yeah, but you had got an extra last because you had said you had did it with a chick before a long time. That's how you ended up getting higher than what we really thought you would ever get. You feel what I'm saying? And then nobody believes you actually videotaped yourself either. That was another one that you got that was unexpected. Even I was flabbergasted by that. The bondage stuff, tying up. Did you have one of those too? Did you have one of those? Did you do that?
Yeah.
Damn it, man. That's how you got to the 8 last time. You did a whole bunch. You had everybody fooled on the show. You were calling up here.
I'm still a good girl.
No. Good girls don't get fucking 8 on the freaking meter.
Now, yes, they do.
I mean, you saying good because you haven't done these things with a lot of different people, maybe. But the fact that you do
them. That's the thing. It hasn't been with a lot of different people.
No. Good girls. You ever took it up the ass?
Huh?
Damn it, man. That's how you got fucking high last time.
Huh? What?
Damn it. You did a whole bunch of shit.
I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, but you did. That's how you got high. That's how last time. I remember we was all like, what the fuck? Wait a minute. She always be on some good girl talk shit. Now she done did all this shit. Yeah.
I'm a lady in the street.
Listen, man. I understand all that, but what I'm trying to tell you is, quote unquote, good girls. You say you a good girl like that. You feel me? When we say, you know what I'm saying? When people say,
I can mean good in different ways.
No. You know what people be saying most of the time when they say that? We ain't talking about you a bad girl when you go out and cheat on your man, all that kind of shit. Like, them kind of bad girls. We talking about you a good girl. You a good girl, you feel me? And we're talking about sexually you was trying to put on before we had the episode about you being a good girl.
Man,
really,
I wasn't trying to put on, I just didn't tell because it wasn't an episode where it was fit to tell. So, I mean,
it was a freaking meter.
If I'm going to keep it at 100.
It was a freaking meter. Where else did you... Oh, no, you said before then. Before then. You never had no
reason
to say
that. Yeah, before then. It wasn't a platform for me to be telling all that.
All right, you're right
but
about
then
that.
When you asked, you know, I had to, you know, be truthful about it.
Okay. All right. I understand. You're right. Damn it, man.
You know, you might get me in some trouble. I'm sure some people gonna take this one.
Well.
That's not gonna happen, people. Just in case you're thinking about it, no, it's not gonna happen.
Well, everybody listening to the show, let's just be clear. Just because people on this show get a lot of lashes on the freaking meter don't make them a hoe. Let me say that again. Maybe I need to say
that. That don't mean that you would get the same service. That don't mean you would get the same service.
I'm about to put this disclaimer out here for these motherfuckers, okay? Everybody that's on my line listening, everybody that's listening to me on the internet world, 347-934-0966, and everybody that's dialing in on www.skype, however you checking my show out. This does not mean, this show... does not mean that whoever answers something and they get high on the freaking meter, including myself and anybody else, mean that they a hoe. See, a hoe do this type of shit with a whole bunch of different people. If you just do all this freaking shit with your husband or your man, your girl or whatever, hey, you're still getting the lashes. Just because you won't do it with a nigga that you met at the club on Saturday, that don't mean shit. Fuck him. You gotta do it with him. But the mere fact is that you fucking do this shit. And that's why... you can't be really just saying you a good girl. Yeah, you a good girl because you may not fuck a lot of people.
Yeah, you gotta remember, I was married. I was with the same person for 9 years.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm just... okay, hey. That's what... hey, man, this show is for married people and single people, all right? And there's nothing wrong with a single... you married... see, that's my thing.
I'm single now.
Still, I think I got a lot of people in my line that might be married or some shit, and they might be thinking that, oh, they can't participate in this because that means you a freak. You could be a freak with your mate.
That's
your
when you
spouse.
Need to be a freak when you married. That's yeah. Supposed to be a super freak when you married.
Right. You ain't got it. I'm not trying to say everybody that's on my show tonight or everybody participating is single and they fucking 30 people doing all this shit. You feel what I'm saying? I'm talking about if you have a boyfriend, a wife, a girlfriend, anything, and you done did this freaky shit, you still a freak?
Yeah, they need to understand that. So that'll be maybe they won't be so ashamed to talk about it.
I know, but it doesn't make you a fucking hoe.
Whether you say it or not, that don't mean you don't do it. You still do that shit.
I'm saying, everybody out there in Ustream land, everybody listen to the show, everybody on the phone lines that's scared to talk. I'm not saying that you a hoe. I'm not saying your girl a hoe. She used to be a hoe. You a hoe. What? I'm not saying none of that just because I'm asking you these questions. You can do every single one of these things with the same person and you not be a hoe. You feel what I'm saying? All that shit right there means is that you just freak. I'm not asking are you a hoe or not. I'm asking are you freaky. This name of the show is not The Hoe Threshold. We had that show. This is The Freak Meter.
Yeah, we had that
show. We've already did the show. Are you a hoe or not? episode 10 is the whole threshold, I think. You go back and listen to that.
9 or 10.
9 or 10 is some shit. Go back and listen to that episode, and then you can see whether or not, as opposed to K100 standards, are you a hoe. We're not asking are you a hoe. We're asking are you a freak. And you can be a freak with your spouse, preferably so. But if you married and shit, and you ain't, and you can't, if you married and you can't get a fucking 5 on this show.
Yeah.
Somebody cheat. Now, fuck all the crazy shit. So all you motherfuckers out there that listen to the show, scared to answer the goddamn phone and shit, 347-934-0966. Everybody out there that's listening and don't want to hit the number one, if you're in a long-term relationship or you married and you can't get a 5 on the freaking meter on this fucking show, your husband or your spouse, your wife, or whatever, cheating on you.
Nine times out of 10, yeah.
It's a high probability. I'm just saying. I mean, maybe not, because maybe y'all both some fucking cornball lame motherfuckers who don't know how to fuck.
Not cornball.
I say that for somebody that's on the line. You know what I'm saying? Maybe both of y'all are like that. But if one of y'all ain't, let me tell you like this right here, straight up. If you're in a relationship and both of y'all call in, matter of fact, if you're in a relationship and you just want to know what your spouse will get, don't get them on the line. We'll goddamn do a separate call. Tell them to call. I'm going to take their call. I'm going to take your call. And if one of y'all get an 8 and the other one get a 4, somebody, y'all need to break up ASAP. What? Listen, man. Pay attention to my book. If you got a girlfriend or something and you think about getting married to them, you need to call them right now. Tell them to call this show. Let me get them a freaking meter. Then you take the freaking meter. And if that motherfucker get a 3 and you get an 8, run for the motherfucking hills.
Yeah, that might not be a good idea.
What? A motherfucking 8 on the freaking meter can't be married to a motherfucking 3 on the freaking meter. Somebody gonna cheat. Somebody too weak. I don't give a fuck what you say, man. That's real talk. Somebody gonna fucking cheat. So this is actually this is a tool to be used. To be, you know, this is information that you need to understand.
This is a measurement right here.
Measurement. You feel what I'm saying? You need to tell your boyfriend or your girlfriend, if you're thinking about getting serious with them, you feel what I'm saying? That they need to call this motherfucking goddamn show right now. You feel what I'm saying? And take this motherfucking freaking meter test. You feel me? Right?
Right. Yeah, you might want to know about that.
I'm just saying. 347-934-0966. I see a couple people online. Is that Bully? Bully.
Oh.
Why, nigga? Why you hit the number one, nigga?
What you mean, son? If I already know, son, on the freak of media, I'm like a 3 or 4, son. I'm sexual. I'm not a freak, heard me? I'm a sexual. I'm not. Well, let's run the freak of media test, then. Damn it, Blizzle.
Damn it, man. I'm just saying, man. What the fuck? I slowed down. I'm like, wait a minute.
I got my girl sitting next to me. You trying to blast me off? Fuck.
That's what it was. Okay. Well, hey, look. Okay, wait a minute. Let me ask. While your girl sitting there listening and everything, did everybody hear what I just said? I mean, maybe y'all should both take the damn test. Maybe y'all should both take the test and make sure y'all know where y'all going with this relationship. Listen, I'm like a therapist, motherfuckers. Y'all should be paying for this. But since the show is free, I'm just gonna let this session be on the house. This is a very good judge. Both of y'all need to take the test separately. If one of y'all get 3 and one of y'all get a motherfucking 8, y'all got some talking to do after you hang up. That's all I'm saying. I mean, this test is the shit you need to do with your girl, man. Feel me? Everybody need to take this test with their girl. All you motherfuckers out there listening on the line, you need to goddamn tell your boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever to call up to this motherfucking show. Not Bully. Let me go ahead and give you the motherfucking test. Hold on, I'm gonna put key on pause. All right, Bully, listen. You ready, Bully?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, first of all, do you give oral sex?
Of course.
All right, that's one. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? You ever videotaped yourself?
Nah. I ain't got no camera, though. You know what I mean?
Don't you got a cell phone? Everybody's cell phone got a camera on it.
Nah, I ain't use the cell phone, man. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it big, baby. I'm going to package it up, shall we?
Okay, all right. Have you ever done it anywhere outside of the bedroom? You feel me? Like in a car or somewhere? Not even with nobody else around. Have you ever done it outside of the bedroom? Say what happened?
Of course.
Okay. Now, have you ever done it out in public where people could possibly see you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, that's three. That's not that bad. You fuck chicks up there?
Yeah.
All right. That's four. You see what I'm saying? It's not that bad. You know what I mean?
Nigga, he got four lashes, shouty.
All right. I ain't that bad. Okay, now, you ever had a menage a trois? You ever pulled a menage?
Yeah, I pulled one.
All right. Okay. That's five right there. That's five. Five ain't bad. I mean, five on the freaking minute for a guy ain't that bad. Like I said, the girls do have a distinct advantage and shit where they can get a little bit more. You feel what I'm saying?
So thick, you was asking the questions. I'm like, yo, if a nigga's just a nine, then he might be borderline. He might be borderline, man.
Right. Now let me ask you this.
No, he might be borderline. I'm not fronting. We're talk.
right. I feel what you're saying. That's why I said I could never get a 10 because it's two of the questions that you really can't hardly ask. But have you ever played with the toys and shit with your girl, with a chick? You feel me?
I ain't gonna lie, son. This bitch, one time this chick went and got her toys and shit, son, and I got mad, Blizzum.
Wow, you got mad?
I got mad, son. I really got mad at the chick and didn't even fuck her, son, because I don't know. I feel like my dick's ego is too big for anything else to be involved, but as a man. Now that I'm older, you know, I understand, baby. That wasn't that long ago, but I'm a little older now. Now I think I'll be a little more, you know, susceptible for that to go down where I wouldn't take it as personal. You feel me?
Right. You can't take it personal, man. I mean, no matter what, no matter how good you think your motherfucking pipe game is, nigga, whatever, nigga, if that bitch goddamn is a click comer, if she get that motherfucking rabbit on that motherfucking click, nigga, you're losing. You're losing the war. You have to up your face game or something, but nigga, you're going to lose that war. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Right.
As far as how many times your pipe going to make her bust.
It's like a jackknife out this motherfucker. So they be pulling apartments out that motherfucker.
You feel me? I'm just saying, man, it all depends. But you said you didn't do it, but you still got a five. I'm trying to think of something else. You feel me? Have you ever participated? You said you did a menage. Have you ever participated in group sex, like an orgy? We talking about like trapeze.
Oh, I'm in high school, but you who did? I mean, in high school shit, who wasn't popping off like that? You know what I mean? So
I mean,
not since I've been grown. You know what I mean? Not since I've been on my grown man. No shit like that. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we set hoes. You know, Team Strizz. You know, we set hoes out. But we gonna be in the same room, you know. I might beat it and send it to Ralph's room. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Well, you know, we do set them out. But as far as orgy, not since high school, not since I was young and, you know, in that little stage right there, where I was a little horn dog and I just wanted to fuck. Period.
Right. All right, I feel you. But you still got a five on the motherfucking freaker meter, man. I can't believe you ain't got no footage, bully. Damn it, man. No footage, man?
He be pulling out his little footage on the cell phone, son. But if he looking all grainy, you can't see shit, son. I'm like, yo, is that even you? How we know that you? We don't know who it is, man. But you know what, though? Yo, word up, man. Yo, this bitch one time, son, she wanted to stick her bullet in my ass. Word.
Did you do it?
Word. Huh?
I said, did you do it? You can get a laugh if you did it.
Man. You went hard, Blizzle. She was 39. I mean, she was bad for a 39-year-old. She on my Facebook page, matter of fact. But, you know, it blew my fucking mind. I'm like, what? And then, what blew my mind is not the fact that she acts. She's a freak. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the way she went, as hard as she went, at it, you know what I mean? I mean, she went.
Let me ask you this. I might be able to give you another lash for a guy. If you a guy, you ever let a chick lick your ass?
Oh yeah. I let chicks.
You know, chicks. You get another lash for that? Cause a lot of dudes, some dudes won't let. Some dudes be like, nah, hell no. You feel me?
Yeah, right. felt like hell, nah, you know what I mean? But, you know, my baby mom and me, when we was younger, you know what I mean, did it the first time. You know, that's all right. That's all right. So, you know, when it's asked to do it, and surprisingly, I'd be surprised if chicks be asking to do it. You know what I mean? You sitting there like, yo, why don't you lick my ass? That never happened.
Actually, it never, like, yo, for real, like, anytime they ever, I have let a chick do it, and anytime, I was never, like, asked, nigga, they just do it, you feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
You're not gonna ask that shit, like, but for real, you're not gonna ask, but anytime it ever went down, they just did it on their own, like,
right.
For real. Yeah.
It feels so fucking good, especially for a nigga like me, because I ain't gonna front. I got hemorrhoids, nigga. So. He feeling good, dude.
This dude is fucking retarded, man. What the fuck? Oh, man. I'm done with this guy, man.
I have five lashes.
Yes, actually, you got it to six, because you said you let chicks lick your ass.
Yeah, y'all motherfucking niggas and y'all chicks, y'all get your motherfucking lashes up, all right? You know what I mean? Get your fucking lashes up, you hear me?
Just saying. This guy here, man.
What did you get? What was your score?
I had an eight.
You got an eight? Oh, you a freak for real.
I had an eight. And I actually, I'm trying to figure out how, you know what I'm saying? I think I had more than you because actually, you feel me? I should have a nine because I asked you all the same questions. But, nigga, I have videotaped myself, nigga. And I did everything except fuck another dude, basically. I asked because I said I videotaped myself. You feel me? I got that lash. And I also said that, what else I asked you said you didn't do? I was in an orgy before, too. I got that lash.
What about the pills? What about the pills? Enhancement pills.
Oh, that I consider that like toys and shit. Hell yeah, I've used some enhancement pills before. Hell yeah. Go to Starship and get some shit with a chick. Like, I consider all that like using toys. Like, if you ever went to Starship with your chick and got some kind of fucking sexual contraption or whatever the fuck to use with your chick.
The gels and all that shit.
Whatever the fuck, any kind of sex toy, nigga, any kind of thing that wasn't that you went and purchased to use with your chick, you get a lash for that. I've done that shit 1,000 fucking times.
Give me a lash, nigga, because I'm a pill popping animal.
I don't know if the enhancers even count, though. It gotta be something like a contraption. It can't be a pill. It gotta be like, have you ever really got some old creams or some shit like that? Or, I don't know, just some shit.
I can't get all that. Come on, man. Nah. I'm talking about beans, though. I ain't talking about that Viagra and all that.
Beans. Beans, nah. That's drug use. That's a whole nother show. That's just motherfucking.
Oh, my bad, homie.
That's like motherfucking.
My fault, though.
Nah. You can't get no match for that shit, nigga. You just goddamn pop pills. Hell no. You can't get no freaking me the lashes for that shit, nigga. Hell no. But goddamn it, I think my score is a little higher than what I gave myself. I don't know.
There gotta be a way that the niggas can get their scores up, man.
You can never. I already said guys' score can never top a girl's score on a freaking meter because girls got more options. They can do more shit.
Niggas that suck toes.
Damn it, man. I mean, that's kinky. I guess. I don't know.
That's freaky. I could give everybody.
I mean, that's, I don't know.
That suck toes is a freak, bro. I mean, it's not as past kinky. This nigga is sucking a bitch's feet, dog. I ain't talking about kissing them while you got their legs up in the air kissing. I'm talking about a nigga that's sucking feet, dog.
I guess that is some freaky shit. I guess there's a lot of niggas that be like, hell no. I don't know. Let me ask the ladies on the line real quick. I'm opening up the ladies. I'm opening up Michigan Girl, Key, Save the Babies. Ladies, is a guy that sucks toes?
Yes.
Really? Yeah.
That's another That's another level.
He got me cracking up. He got me cracking up over here.
Okay, that's another level. That's another level.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole other level when they really, really, really sucking them.
Well, they sure, yeah. Saying the niggas that be getting it in, sucking them motherfucker. I ain't talking about like lightly.
That's the freak of me to lash.
Yeah,
damn,
I mean, that's
man. Nice. I came up with, I think I'm at like 9.5. I can't do that. I can't go no higher. I can't go no higher than 9.5. I can't go higher than 9.5 because I'm not going to fuck another dude, so I can't get up to the ultimate fucking.
You can't get
so
that
I'm to, but I'm saying, I'm at like a 9.9 some change. Because, I mean, I'll be down like that if she just fresh out the shower. You feel what I'm saying? Not after you just got off work.
Hey, I don't have one like that fresh off of running a mile, nigga.
Oh, hell no. That nigga, that is nasty.
Just a freak. Shit. A nasty old freak.
Shit, hell no, man. Fresh out the running? Nah, you got to wash your feet. I keep your toes.
Right.
I might kiss some toes, but goddamn it, you have to wash your feet.
Did that turn you on even more, knowing that you was sweaty and he's still licking your feet? Did that turn you on?
I hate it. That was the very first time I thought that shit was gross.
Oh, I know, right?
I thought nigga, that shit is gross. That's the nasty shit ever.
You nasty motherfucking niggas, you.
But you is fucking nasty.
Okay. All right. Hold on, everybody. Everybody, please don't go nowhere. I'm opening the lines back up, but I got a new caller. Let's see how they gauge on the free commuter. From the 718, get at me.
Yo, what's good, man? I told you kind of late, man. You got to give me a quick recap, man.
We've been off the chain over here, man. All right. Did you call yesterday? I tried to go to your line like multiple times.
Yeah, I was calling yesterday. Had the baby mama drama. I kept trying to play both sides of the phone line, and I lost. So I just listened to that.
Oh, okay, it's all good. Anyway, this is the homie game. What's poppin', man? You know episode motherfucking 69, the motherfucking freaking me. This is part 2 of episode 19. So basically, I'm asking people questions, you feel me? And I'm giving them a freak, every level of freaky shit that they done, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? So far, we got a couple girls. No, we ain't got no chicks that made it up to a 10, because it's kind of hard to get to a 10, considering some of the questions that I'm going to be asking some of them. But we got a couple 6, 7, 8. Couple of listeners that you done heard on here before got pretty high on me. Got some freaks in the goddamn mix. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Yeah. So you ready to take the test or what?
Yeah, I'm ready to take the test.
I'm pretty sure they listening right now to see what you get anyway. Okay, so let's go. Let's see if the goddamn game matches the voice. The fucking freaky meter. All right, let's do it. First of all, homie, of course, do you eat pussy? That's the first question.
Say it again.
You eat pussy?
Occasionally.
Occasionally, yeah, but you do it. The point is, you do it.
Yes.
Okay, that's a freak. Have you ever videotaped yourself fucking and watched it back?
All the time, Game Hunter Films.
Right. I don't understand what the hell to say if you ain't ever did that. And considering you a fucking videographer, what the fuck?
Yes.
Okay. Do you fuck chicks up the ass?
I had, so I gotta be like, yeah.
All right, you know what I'm saying? Some of this shit may not be shit you do every day, goddamn it, but you do it. Now, have you ever had sex outside of the bedroom, like in the car? Now, you don't have to be with anybody around, but, you know, just places where, you know, outside of the bedroom, you feel me? You know what I mean? Outside
but of course. But
okay.
Of course.
All right. So you got 3 right now. You got videotaping, you got e-pussy, you do it outside of the bedroom. Now, have you ever done it in somewhere public that people can actually see you if they just look?
Yes.
That's 4. All right? That's not bad. Do you play with toys, like sex toys from the sex store and the sex shop and shit with your girl and shit? You feel me? With chicks?
Nah, I use kitchen utensils.
What?
I use kitchen utensils.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, I don't use the toys from the store. I'll be using the shit from the kitchen.
The fuck? What, man? What fucking kitchen utensils you use, man? I got to hear this.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you, yo. I'm going to give you one. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The cake beater with a rag over there. I ain't going to tell you what I do with it because niggas be using my shit.
The cake beater? The fucking little, the thing that you use with the mixing bowl, with the cake beater?
It's an old school joint. You know the joint you roll up with your hand and the bottom part spins?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But you got to put like a silky rag over it.
Okay. I'm going to give you a fucking freak meter, bitch, because that shit is so fucking weird. Yeah. Okay. Using kitchen utensils, of course, that garnishes you another fucking meter on the freak. It's a toy. It's an object. It's something else. You ain't got to go to Starship.
Well, just put it like this. A lot of females, when they go to jail, they usually tie up sheets in a knot.
Uh-huh.
But with the cake beater, you know what I mean? If you got that smooth texture, like a heavy thread count where it's like silk,
uh-huh.
You roll that cake beater up on a special place, boy, you can watch them crawl up the wall.
I'm giving it to you because I never fucking did it. Fuck that. How can I not? Okay. You see what I'm saying? That's five lashes. You feel what I'm saying? That's not bad. Now, have you ever had a menage a trois?
But of course.
Okay. That's six. That's six. Do you suck toes?
No.
No. Does not suck toes. Wah, wah, wah. Don't suck no toes. Especially not when they write from the motherfucking goddamn gym.
Yeah.
That nigga just goddamn want some goddamn nigga fungus in his mouth. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with that guy who did that. No, I gotta do it after she fresh out the shower. You feel me? But not fresh out the gym. But anyway, you don't get that lash. But that's six lashes. Okay. Now, have you ever did it in the room with somebody else in the room with you? You feel me? Not as a menage a trois, you feel me? But somebody that wasn't even involved with it in there watching you. You know they watch
you. I just think so much because you know me and Dick shared the room for
a while. Okay. That's another last. That's seven. That's seven. That's seven right there. You did pretty good. All right. You did pretty good. You feel what I'm saying? You did good.
Yeah.
Seven on there. I'm trying to think if I missed anything. That was asking the guys. I asked you, I think I covered the gamut with you and the guys. You feel what I'm saying?
Is Shay Shay online?
I don't know. Mr. Scroll Down, she just got on. I don't see her hand raised. Yeah.
Because I heard something she said yesterday. I wanted to ask her.
Aha! She hit the number one as soon as you said that. Well, now, game, you got fucking goddamn seven lashes. Of course, Shay was here for the first Freak Meter session, so she already played before. But we can see if there's any updates on Shay. Now let me go to Shay's line, and then I will come back and open up my line, and I will let you people pose questions to each other and whoever else. Welcome to all you freeloading motherfuckers listening and not saying shit with your scary asses. This is the motherfucking Freaking Meter, episode 69, K100 Internet Radio. We got Shay on the line. I'm gonna close the game up, and then I'm gonna come back to everybody. Shay, what's poppin'?
Hey, what's going up, yo?
What's going on? Now look, you already played the first episode of the Freaking Meter. What did you get last time? Did you get a 7 or some shit like that?
Somewhere between the 7 and the 8, somewhere around there. I didn't get, like, the top 4. Right. I know it wasn't going to be top 3, but I was thinking.
Right. Now, have you done anything since episode 19? You know, we've done 30 shows
I've
since then.
I've updated my resume a little bit, yeah.
Okay, let me, what is something that you freaky that you've done?
I some new stuff that you came up with, but questions you didn't ask last time. I've done a few of those, too, because I heard you talking again.
Okay, well, I think have you videotaped yourself or anything like that since then, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I did that. I made a little mini-series.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You didn't do that last time, did you?
No, I didn't.
So now you have joined the ranks of those who have
I was talking about it, so I had to try it out.
Right. How did it go for you?
Oh, it was nice.
You liked it?
Yeah, it's kind of kinky. I like watching the playback.
It's the shit, ain't it? Don't lie.
Yeah.
I know it is.
It looks pretty hot on there, too.
Okay. Well, now, you have upped your resume, because I remember you had a 6 or a 7 or something like that, but you hadn't done that. Is that the only thing else that you've done since then?
Let me think. Name some stuff. I don't know. Name
well, I mean, like, I mean, no, because I mean, I think you do, because you do give head and swallow, right?
Yeah, I already did that.
That's two lashes, uh-huh. You said you videotaped yourself. Have you ever fucked with another chick and let another chick go down on you and fuck what you like, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I dabbled in that once.
Right. It doesn't matter. Let's not start being, you know, you did it or you didn't. You did it. Okay. Now, so you get the lashes, right? Have you ever fucked two guys?
No.
Not a trois?
Well, I think we covered this the last time. I attempted to, but it didn't all the way go down. So I don't know if I can all the way count it.
You tried to do it and it didn't all the way go down.
Yeah.
somebody backed out.
Left. Yeah, she kind of like, I don't know if she got intimidated because, you know, I guess she got up to go freshen up or whatever, and we already was like getting started because it was like my man. So, you know, I wasn't waiting for somebody else. So I figured she would join in, but, you know, I guess she just kind of was like, okay, y'all don't need me.
Now I'm not giving you that. That's some freaky shit. So that was about to ask.
You can give me one for scaring her away.
No, I can give you. I actually can give you one really for that because you fucked in the room when you know somebody's watching.
I did that a few more times.
Yeah. Right. So you get a lash for that. You feel me? I remember that you had a couple of lashes.
I get turned on by that.
Yeah, you got a couple of lashes that I couldn't remember that you got, but I was like, really, you got that lash? You've done it like in a public place where you know someone can watch, can see you?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So gave some
head. My favorite spot was, I think, the air conditioner vent.
Outside of your house?
It wasn't my house. It was a building. Public building.
Yeah. So you ever gave a guy a head in the car when he ain't got no tents on the front in the daylight?
With the windows rolled down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember you actually got pretty high. Actually, I think the only thing that you haven't done yet was fuck two guys, right?
Yeah.
Did you get a train run on
you? You know what? You know what though? I didn't. No, never that. No, and okay. I don't intend to. But
I
say
a lot
guys
of girls
thing,
have a
thing.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, with the two guys thing. I did fake somebody up one time. I was like hooking up with this one guy, and this other guy was watching. I knew he was watching. I mean, he wasn't participating, but I knew he was watching.
Mm-hmm. But nah, if he didn't fuck you, or you didn't like give him some head while the other guy.
Oh no, wasn't no head being given in like that.
Nah. You didn't get. You got like.
I was just
like,
trying to make somebody jealous because you know he was watching. That's all.
Oh okay. Nah. You just gotta. You got. Well, why was you doing that? That's crazy. What was that?
It was my ex. It was an ex, and I just wanted him to see what he couldn't get.
Why was your ex there while you were in there possibly about to fuck someone else? Why was he there? What the fuck was he doing?
It was just kind of like a social gathering or whatever, and me and the one guy, we had been like kind of vibing back and forth and talking back and forth, and we was like all in the situation, and me and him, we started like making out or whatever. And the ex came in, and I guess he thought like a menage was going to go down, and I was like, no, we good.
Oh, okay. He was gonna try to goddamn hit you with the new nigga, right?
Yeah, he was gonna try to like slide on in there. I'm like, no, we good, we got this.
Oh wow, damn it, man. Kind of fucked up though, Shay. Anyway, but I mean,
yeah, I know, but I loved it.
He had to do that. Yeah. I'll bash
him. He deserved it.
Okay, but you did. You already said you played with toys and shit before,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Okay, I got a new one.
Oh, freak. I forgot about that. I didn't forget. I just wanted to let everybody else hear that again. Okay, now I'm going
to
go ahead and
reaffirm. Just had to reaffirm.
Right, now I'm going to open up. Now, everybody, please be mindful that I'm going to open up my lines. Even though I have currently 21 people on the line, I only have about 9 of y'all with y'all hands raised. Now, I'm going to open up everybody's line. You feel me? Y'all be mindful that there are other people on here and everybody gets a chance to talk, but I'm going to open it up. And let you guys, you know what I'm saying, get your conversation on and ask a couple questions. I got Bully on the line, Game on the line, Shay on the line, Key on the line, Save the Babies, Michigan Girl, you feel me? Matter of fact, I opened up the homie Red Boy line. He's still on here listening. You feel me? Everybody, welcome to the show. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. How y'all doing? Everybody's mic is open. You feel me? Anybody have any questions? How you doing? Anybody have any questions for anybody or anything like that? Go ahead and feel free and try and get that in. Everybody,
Game, what's that stuff you was talking? What you was about to say? I heard you talking about something. You had a question for me. Shoot.
Hello, me?
Yeah, I'm calling you out. What you had to ask me?
You can't call me out. You know I'm already over right now.
I'm airing you out.
I want to know, like, I heard you say you be giving that good old slow neck, you know what I'm saying? I want to know if you let a nigga grab you by the back of your head and force it to the punching bag in your throat.
Okay. No, I do not do the head push. You can grab my hair. I like a little hair pulling, but don't be pushing my head. I know how far. I know what I'm doing. But, you know, I'm all for you can touch the hair. I'm
good.
Not one of them
the
hands off.
Good.
I like to gag, but let me do it my way. Trust me, you would not be disappointed.
All right,
let me get some, bro.
You can grab my hair and do the hair, but don't do that head pushing thing.
No, bro, let go. Come on.
She got the lip, too. She got the lip.
Come on, lift it up.
Yeah, I know how to work my lip.
Okay. Well, ladies, do you have any questions for the fellas? Bully, your mic is open, too, Bully.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, so ladies, y'all got any questions for the fellas? Anything?
Uh-huh,
oh, I got a question.
I have a question for Red Boy.
Oh, okay.
Who got a question? Go ahead. Red boy.
Look, since he all 18 and stuff, that was like real cute and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's trying to make me think about when I was 18, like some of the shit I did.
You see what I'm saying? So what did you ask him though? What'd you say to him?
Nah, he just gonna have to work on that and get his game up a little bit, you know.
Well, like I said,
he got his little girlfriend right now or whatever, but tell him he's gonna have to at least whip out the camera phone or something.
Right, right.
Hey, Red Boy, you hear that, Red Boy?
Hey, man, check this out. Hey. Hey, man, when I get this deal,
uh-huh.
I'm telling you, bro.
Look, man, you got to be all in right now, little homie. You got to be all in right now. You feel me? The money's just going to hit.
Like, when I get deals,
though, shout. Hey, bully, have all bully, your girlfriend didn't take the test.
Oh, yeah. What happened to that, bully?
Yeah, she was taking it on the side. She said she got a 6. That's what she claims. I don't know. You know what I mean? She got a 6, though. You know what I mean? She's shy, man. All right,
that's cool. We don't want to put on back because she don't want to be on the show. You feel what I'm saying? At least she did play along. I'm thinking some of these motherfuckers out here that's on the line is not saying shit. I'm playing along also.
But she might have got some extra ones. She might have had some extra ones, though.
Right.
Oh, my girl?
Yeah, she might have had some extra ones.
Oh, she said she'd take it in. Yeah, take the test along.
Anybody, let me ask anybody this. I can give an extra lash out right now to anybody that can answer this. Anybody let anybody pee on them? Anybody do the
oh,
R.
Kelly?
Ew.
Oh!
Ew.
Hey,
hey,
do I get any points?
Oh, no,
hey.
Hell no,
look,
nigga.
Look, do you get any points if somebody asks you to let them pee on you?
Did you do it?
But you didn't do it.
No,
no,
just do
I didn't
it.
Do it. I saw
you beat them kidneys up good enough. They showing up going to pee the bed.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to pause for a bathroom break before.
Oh, that don't count, Shay. That don't count. So none of y'all never pissed on nobody. Nobody ever done that.
That's just nasty. That's real nasty.
Yeah.
I was about to talk to that dude. And he was dead serious. He wanted me like pissing his face at that.
Oh, my God.
His face.
Yeah,
hey, man, what the fuck wrong with that lame man?
He's Jamaica. Hey, he's from Jamaica for real. He like them golden showers.
Nigga lame as fuck. Nigga stupid.
No, they say that's good for the skin, so I don't know.
Ooh,
this
that
is not good for your
pee. Yeah, baby pee, not grown people pee.
No, this is not good for your fucking skin. Who told you this shit? It's not, no. Just because it got acid in it, don't make it good.
This is good for your skin. It'll clear up your acne.
No. So let me ask everybody this. Everybody that's on this line, I don't know. I know a lot of people are from Atlanta, live in the Atlanta area, or have been to Atlanta at least. You guys ever heard of trapeze? You know what that's about? It's a swingers club.
Oh,
you ever
yeah.
heard that? You ever think?
Yeah.
Would any one of y'all ever been? Would any one of y'all ever go and get it in inside the club like that? And for those who don't know about trapeze, it's a swingers club. When you go in that motherfucker, it like really goes down in that motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I want to know. What about that?
Yes. The trapeze, you got to get you a membership first. You know what I mean? If
right.
you
were
doing it, your membership is $60. $60 for the dudes. Right? If you got a chick with you, the female membership is $15.
$25?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, $25. Yeah. $60 for the dudes. Go in, you feel me? Bring your own alcohol. There's no alcohol in there. They got mixers and bars. But you gotta bring your own alcohol. When you get in there, you gotta put your clothes in a locker. Put your little clothes in a locker. You get you a robe. Walk around, and it is what it is. If you don't like fucking, don't go. Never see nobody in there not fucking.
Right.
Everybody in there is fucking, and they didn't even feed you afterwards. They got an all you can eat buffet. Afterwards.
Damn. Yeah,
because
I imagine you're gonna be hungry.
So now, bully broke. Right.
Ain't enough sausage. You might eat enough sausage all night. All right.
So now, look, bully.
You need energy.
Listen, bully gave you guys. Bully gave you guys how it is, what it's going down. It's basically a club where you go and everybody in there fucking and everybody doing it and open and everything. Now I'm gonna start from the top. I'm gonna leave everybody.
They got private rules though. You ain't gotta fuck amongst
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they got private rooms, but I mean, what's the point, dog? If you're going to go in the private room, really? Why you going to trapeze in the private room?
Some fools take their wife and they want their wife to get fucked in the private room while they watch. I mean,
that's cool. I understand that, but I'm saying if I'm going to trapeze, I'm gonna be on my exhibitionist mode. I'm like trying to let people watch. I'm trying to watch people. I can get the private room. If I get the private room, I'm gonna try and bring a couple in there with me, a couple people in there with me. You feel what I'm saying? If I do go in the private room, I ain't finna just go to trapeze and just go in the private room. I'm like, nigga, we can get this shit at home. I got a room in the room. Feel me? That's all I'm saying. If I'm gonna go there. Now let me ask everybody. No, for real talk. I'm saying. So now everybody that's on the line, I'm gonna start at the top. Everybody, I'm gonna keep everybody bicycle. Let me start at the top. Keisha, would you be down to go to trapeze?
Yes, I would go. Oh. I mean, I've been to like little, you know, right. What are they called? Swinger. Yeah, I've been to like swinger parties at the house, but I never participated.
Okay. Right. Wait a minute. What the hell are you there for if you're not participating?
I was excited. I didn't know it was going down like that. Honestly, I was tricked. My girl was like, hey, come on, go with me. It's just a little house party. We get there, and of course, I'm riding with her. We get there. Everybody starts freaking. I get backed into a damn corner. Oh. No.
All right,
I mean,
so let me go down.
I enjoyed the view, but no.
Oh, but you don't want to get your mask on. That's some bullshit. All right, next.
I don't know. Heck no.
Okay. Well, you don't know everybody at trapeze, but you said you're going.
Damn, Cass, when it's acting, I want to know who wants to go so we can
that's
all go.
Bully, this is what I'm getting to, Bully. Listen, Bully, damn it, Bully, give me a minute. Bully. Yes. Bully, give me a minute. Okay. Keisha says she down. Michigan girl, are you down?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay. Key, are you down?
Yeah, I would go.
Shay, would you go?
I haven't been, but I'm looking forward to going, yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming Red Boy, little homie, would you be down to go to trapeze? Don't tell your girl.
Man, what that is?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Is he older than 25 or something?
Oh, that's right.
Hey, Red Boy, we'll take you to Dirty Rats, plan. It's all good.
Yo,
Dirty Rats off the street.
Okay, Gabe, you going to come down to the A-Man and hang out with us?
Yo, man, I already know about that, John. I wanted to ask a question because, like, trapeze is the front line joint. That's for, like, the people that's still curious. But I wanted to know that they still had a spot that was behind the Gold Rush and across from Crystal's Palace.
Wow. I don't know about that, where
Sir Charles and Cadillac and all of them was at. When I was down
that's
there,
there.
Nah.
That's not there no more?
No.
Oh,
that's all right, not there.
That was the spot right there, Jack. Talking about, like Bordello. Like, yo, I
you
an
old
there.
Pro, huh?
Yeah, nah, like I was down there. I was down there on my pimp game, and I had brought a couple females down there with me to get it popping up in there. And it was like, I didn't think they had no stuff like that down there. And when
right.
I found out about it, it was like a whole nother world, son. And I dug the style because they take the game down there real seriously because Elena is where that parking lot pimping came from.
Right. All right, so, okay, so everybody, we only got 2 minutes left in the show. I got everybody's mic line open. Welcome everybody that's still sitting on the line listening, but I got about 10 people's mics open. You feel what I'm saying? Anybody that's down, we all planning a field trip, a K-100 field trip.
Holiday, that's what it's packed in there.
Hold up. You know what? What the fuck? L, listen, hold on. Hold on, everybody. LL is just now hitting me. L, what's happening?
I heard field trip. Where are we going? We're
going to trapeze. You down?
Trap, shouty.
We're going
what
to trapeze.
What is trapeze?
Well, it's a swingers club.
It's a what?
It's a swingers club.
Hmm.
Yeah, crickets. I hear crickets. Crickets. I got crickets, y'all. I got fucking crickets on that shit.
I don't know if I could get my permission slip signed for that one. I don't know.
Do it at my house.
Okay.
Do it at my house.
Okay.
Call them
today. I mean, can somebody forge my mama's signature on my permission slip? I really don't know if I'm allowed to go to that one.
I want blizz on that, man.
Yo, what's going on, man? What's happening?
Yo. Check your email tomorrow, man.
All right, homie. I got you. All right. Red Boy gone. He out of here. I guess you tell me to check his email. For the joint meeting. But yo, everybody, I really wanna appreciate, you feel me? I mean, I appreciate everybody calling in and participating to episode 69, The Freaking Meter Part 2. It's a great show. LL, you should have called it earlier because you didn't even get a chance to get your lashes.
I was in class, sorry.
Did you do the first Freaking Meter?
Did I do the what?
Did you do the first Freaking Meter? Were you on that show?
I think I listened. I don't think I really commented.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, damn it. But anyway, if anybody that's down with the K100 field trip trapeze, we're going to be scheduling this at some time in the future. And everybody coming must participate. Keisha, must participate.
All right.
And we're gonna set
just
that up. Thanks, everybody.
You already know, Keisha L. I got you.
I got some
right.
ATL hookups. I got
you. I won't sleep with a stranger either. Trust me.
Okay. Ugh.
I'm not a stranger, am I? Am I a stranger?
Yeah, you're a stranger.
I am not a stranger. Damn it. All right, fuck it. All right, I got 10 seconds. Hey, thanks
stranger
everybody.
Than anybody we met.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. You freak, all of you. And even thanks to all you lames that didn't say nothing. K100 Internet Radio, man. I'm out. Holla at y'all.